Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's scripture. Today's scripture is from John 20, 19 through 23. Okay. When it was the evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, please guide us through this sermon and these words of wisdom. Allow us to hear your message and remind us of what your sacrifice was truly for. Allow us to move into this week understanding what you are calling us to do. Thank you, and amen. Okay, so today, we are going to shake things up a little bit. I am going to ask you guys to close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions. As I ask these questions, I want you to reflect on them, visualize them, really think what these questions mean. And if you feel so inclined, I would also like for you to call out some answers as we go through the questions. Okay? So close your eyes. Everyone at home, please close your eyes. What is something in the past 3 years you have worked really hard to achieve or a challenge you had to overcome? It can be anything. What emotions do you feel when you think of these challenges and these struggles? Now imagine that thing, whatever it was, has now been taken away from you in an instant. Or you are thrust back into that challenge and you have no control over the situation. How does this make you feel? Now, not only have you lost that thing or been pushed back into a difficult challenge, but now people are chasing you down and they're shaming you for believing that you could ever have that in the first place. Now open your eyes. All the emotions that we just stated, whether it was passion, happiness, and joy for the things that we were pursuing, whether it was stress and anxiety from losing what we worked so hard for, and whether we were lost and confused and flustered when we had no control over the situation and we felt persecuted for the things that we believed in. All of these things that you guys just talked about were all of the emotions that the disciples were feeling in this situation. The man that they believed in, that they dropped everything for, they gave up their lives to follow Jesus. And that man, that belief, was just crucified on the cross. And if that's not enough, now they're being persecuted for following him in the first place. So there is much fear and anxiety in their hearts right now. The disciples would disperse over time, and they would have meetings to make sure that everyone was okay, and they could talk about what was going on in their lives and the fear and anxiety that they were experiencing. And as they met, it's important to talk about that the door was locked in this situation. They had no trust in anyone on the outside world, only them, themselves. All of these emotions are extremely important, but they're all washed away when Jesus Christ, the one that they were following, shows up inside that locked door as if he was there the entire time. All of the fear and stress from the disciples were washed away when they realized that it was truly Jesus standing in front of them. After Jesus was noticed and realized, he tells his disciples, "Peace be with you." And then he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus is giving them a call to action, to spread the grace and love of God, just as he has done for so long. Jesus, in this moment, isn't just talking about peace in the sense of no violence or hate, but also calling them to stand up for the people who cannot stand up for themselves, to change this world into love, and to protect his creation for years to come. I don't know about you, but that burning feeling inside me is awakened when I hear these words and I really think about what Jesus is asking us to do. After this, Jesus does something a little different. He breathes on his disciples and he tells them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus is breathing the Holy Spirit into his disciples. Everything he just sacrificed for us has been given a new start, and now he is giving us new meaning and purpose for this life. Just as God breathed life into human beings from dust in Genesis, so does Jesus breathe his new life into us. What Jesus is asking his disciples to do is no easy task. Jesus did not show up to this home a new model of himself. No. He showed up still with his scars on his body. He is asking us to take something on way bigger than we could ever imagine, but it is necessary to keep his ministry alive. Like Pastor Ed spoke to you guys on Maundy Thursday about, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you cannot wash someone else's feet, you are missing what this is all about." Jesus is asking us to be servants of this world, to help others in need, and to guide people on and to guide people on and to help others, and to carry out all of his teachings to the world. Moving forward, what does this look like for you? Jesus is asking a lot of you. Jesus is asking a lot of you. He is asking you to sacrifice your own time, which is precious, your own energy, which is important, and your life for the good of others, which again is precious. But this is already in our nature as Christians. What he is asking us is something your spirit has been asking to do since you were born. This may not be an easy thing to do. You are going to have fear. You are going to be uncomfortable. You are going to have scars along the way. We just talked about all of those emotions that you felt as you worked hard towards that goal, whatever it might be. And Jesus is asking you to work even harder. He wants you to be a part of his ministry. You may get scars along the way, but Jesus endured all of those things, not from faraway land. He experienced them as a human being with us. He was not somewhere else. He was with us as he endured the pain and the suffering and died for us and then was resurrected. We breathed in the Holy Spirit that Jesus breathed out on all of us. Now, this is another one of these weird things that I'm going to ask you today, and this includes everyone at home again. but I want everyone to take a deep breath when I count to three and hold it for just a couple seconds. I promise you no one will pass out. All right, so one, two, three. Hold. And now breathe out. What did your body do in response to breathing in? And this is a question you guys can answer. You want to breathe out. Every breath that you take in, you want to breathe out. Breathing is a natural response. When you breathe in, your body immediately wants to breathe that breath back out. So just as Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit and new life into us, we should breathe that back into the world for all others. Now let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please remind us to always look out for others, to always follow the guidance that you gave us, to take that Holy Spirit that you gave us and spread it into the world to give joy and love and peace. We pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for communion.